In yesterday's segment of Daily Bread, we read the Lord's statements regarding discipleship, saying, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, doth not first set down and count the cost, whether he have wherewith to complete it?" Considering what the Lord said, you will run across various interpretations of what Jesus meant. What we want to do is take a few moments, maybe not answer the question to your satisfaction, but to offer a couple of questions for your consideration. Is the Lord saying that individuals should consider the cost of discipleship before obedience, and if found lacking, they should not attempt it? Did the Lord have reference to something else that explained the severity of discipleship? In determining any teaching of the Lord, it must be considered in light of other teachings related to obedience. 1. Do all men possess the ability to fulfill the requirements of obedience? If the answer is no, then the gospel would not be the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, Romans 1 and verse 16. If the answer is no, then the universal call to salvation would be useless, as set forth in Mark 16, 15 and 16. If the answer is no, then the Lord was unable to accomplish what he set out to do. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost, Luke 19, 10. Indeed, all men possess the ability to obey and be faithful to the Lord. There's a big difference between cannot and will not. Did the Lord ever teach that man should put off obedience until he knows he can finish? Jesus therefore said unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and go out, and shall find pasture." John 10, 7 through 9. The Lord knows man is able, for he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And again, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone that beholdeth the Son and believeth on him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." John 6 and verse 40. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter, saying, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to youward, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3, 9. As also affirmed the Apostle Paul, saying, "The times of ignorance therefore God overlooked, but now he commandeth men that they should all everywhere repent, inasmuch as he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Acts 17, 30 through 31. Beware of basing your salvation on your counting. Jesus has already counted the cost.